Clinical trials can allow doctors to test potentially life-saving medicines, but they depend on brave patients' participation. The percentage of cancer patients who opt into these trials is in the single digits, and a group of oncologists is trying to change that. A national group of cancer doctors called Advancing Cancer Treatment is trying to encourage patients to consider clinical trials as the first-line option instead of the last resort. Dr. Randall Henderson with the University of Florida's Proton Therapy Institute says a lack of adult participants has slowed medical breakthroughs.
If you don't have representation, for example, from minorities, then at the end of the trial, even though the trial may show you a result that advances your knowledge, is that applicable to populations of minorities that were not represented in the trial or not? It leaves a question mark.
Henderson says clinical trials work by taking a group of people who are already undergoing traditional cancer care and adding the experimental treatments for some while giving others placebos. Participation might mean more personalized care too, he says, but it may also mean you get poked and prodded more. Dr. Nancy Dawson is with the Lombardi Comprehensive Cancer Center in Washington, D.C. She says the majority of child cancer patients are enrolled because they're often treated in specialized cancer centers, where most clinical trials are conducted. But less than 5% of adult cancer patients participate.
Most of the problem, if from my perspective, and many, this has sort of been studied, is a lack of awareness.
She says 80% of those who don't participate say their doctors never said they were an option, and many times doctors don't know they are. But Jonathan Kimmelman, director of McGill University's Biomedical Ethics Unit in Canada, warns against creating unrealistic expectations. One day, Kimmelman says he was listening to his NPR member station when a cancer center underwriter spot piqued his interest. He says after that, he and his study co-author took to examining online and broadcast cancer center advertisements.
A lot of those advertisements were potentially misleading in presenting trials as therapeutic options for patients, and that really concerned us because when patients come to participate in clinical trials, it's important that they have a clear and accurate picture about their risks and benefits.
Kimmelman argues cancer centers, which spend more than $170 million a year on advertising, sometimes suggest clinical trials give patients an edge in surviving to boost patient enrollment. However, he says most clinical trial patients won't see that much more of a benefit.
The analogy that we draw in our article is that it may very well be true that most winning lottery tickets were bought at convenience stores. But that doesn't mean that most of the time when you buy lottery tickets at convenience stores, they're going to be winning tickets.
Kimmelman says he wants more people to participate in clinical trials. He just wants them to be more informed about what they really do. And that sentiment is shared by all the doctors WJCT reached out to, including the incoming president of the American Medical Association. Dr. Barbara McEnany runs a cancer center in New Mexico. She says clinical trials are crucial, but that physicians should never pressure their patients. McEnany says one way doctors can increase participation in clinical trials without pressuring patients is to increase access to experimental treatments.
We have to make clinical trials, however, something where the trial can come to the patient instead of making patients travel to the centers where trials are occurring.
McEnany encourages patients to do some research on what trials are available in their area using clinicaltrials.gov. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.